McClure from the side. Get it up to McClure. Pitch through. Terry McLaurin. Foot race. McLaurin. It's going to win. Touchdown, Washington.
The quick answer after they had fallen behind early in the second quarter, 14-10, the bubble screen to Terry took it 58 yards. They took the lead 17-14, and they never gave up the lead. 31 points in the first half on the road in a divisional playoff game in the most hostile of environments. That game, that night in Detroit, that to me was the number one most memorable moment for me of the 2024 season. What was yours? 301-230-0980. I take notes for these games, and then I use those notes to do the show after the games, you know, the Monday show after a Sunday game. This was a Saturday night game. And I'm just looking through my notes right now. After the game, and I just wrote down, emotionally, a place I haven't been in 33 years. And that was how I felt in that moment. Like, I that was the closest to feeling like I had years before. To be on that stage and to see that team, our team, no matter how different it looks and the name, etc., that's still bothersome. I'm not, you know, I'll never get off that. But to see it, our football franchise repped in that particular situation, it was what Gibbs's teams used to do. They used to go on the road and wreck Chicago, you know, at Soldier Field, back-to-back years, you know, in 86 and 87. You know, winning road playoff games in Philadelphia, Minnesota, you know, that Joe did. The near playoff wins a couple of times in San Francisco, including Joe Gibbs's final game in January of 93 as the defending champions. That playoff game at Candlestick, it actually, believe it or not, was on TV recently. It was on the NFL Network, I think. That year was, I think it was a Steve Young thing, and Steve Young had a great year that year. And remember, they lost to the Cowboys the following week. That was the first Super Bowl for Jimmy. They went on, you know, 2 weeks later to crush Buffalo in the Super Bowl in Pasadena. That Detroit game, you know, I here it is. I said, I can't get over how good Jaden Daniels is and how unbelievably how good he was in the biggest game of his rookie season. Just on the road, I wrote, he dominated, threw for 242 yards in the first half on the way to 31, 28 in the second quarter. The team had 271 yards of offense in the first half. They didn't punt. And the only time they got stopped, remember, was early in the game when they took the ball out of his hands and gave it to Marcus Mariota on a fourth and short. Remember that disaster? Wow, was he good in that game. 22 of 31 for 299, not exactly 300. His QBR was 91.8. Unstoppable. They rushed for 182 yards in that game. Brian Robinson Jr. had by far and away the best game he had had in weeks. Remember, they weren't getting anything from running backs down the stretch. And he went for 77 yards on 15 carries, 5.1 yards per carry. The most in terms of average yards per carry since he had broken out, you know, early in the game against the Titans when they blew out the Titans in early December. The win over Detroit, 45-31, to advance to the NFC Championship game was my number one moment of 2024. What was yours? Chris, did you have one? Chris is in for Max.
I do have one, actually. I think, to me, the moment that was actually the most exciting was when they beat Philly. The Philly win was really exciting for me. I was at one of the bars we were doing the game shows from with Linnell and Denton, and that place was full of Philly fans. It was just Eagles screaming everywhere the whole time. And when they came back And in that fourth quarter, just watching all their jaws drop, that was phenomenal. That was just awesome to see that.
Yeah. That was so incredible. And by the way, it seemed improbable for a lot of it. And a lot of things had to go their way. We know a lot of things went their way all year long. The ball bounced in their direction all season long. Devontae Smith dropping the 3rd and 5 from Pickett was the play of the game, because the game is over if he catches that. It's right in his hands. He's wide open. You know, New Orleans had a 2-point conversion attempt that was catchable. We know the moments during the course of the year. And, you know, by the way, that's not something that regresses to any sort of mean, you mathematicians out there, okay? That's not what happens in standalone events, in independent events. So it, of course, could happen again. And one of the reasons it could happen again is they've got a quarterback that makes it happen all the time. Patrick Mahomes' magic hasn't regressed to the mean at any point. Here were a couple of other quick notes that, you know, I wrote down. Every week I say, is it too early to call him elite? Is it too early to say that he's one of the top 5 QBs in the game? Is it too early to put him in the Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow class? Is it too early to say he just had the greatest rookie season in NFL history? Well, that was sewn up at that point. And then to talk about 2 road playoff wins. All right. He became just the 4th rookie quarterback in NFL history to win multiple playoff games, but only the 2nd to win 2 road playoff games. And then he became the 6th rookie quarterback to make it to a championship game, but the only quarterback out of the 6 to be the primary reason that they made it to the championship game. Remember Flacco, Sanchez, Purdy, Sean King, and Roethlisberger were the other 5 as rookies that made it to their conference championship games, but they had done it on the strength of defensive football primarily, or running game, not relying on the quarterback. Flacco, when he did it, that wasn't his Super Bowl run. His rookie year, he was fine. Sanchez really relied on defense. Purdy really relied on running game and defense. Roethlisberger, Sean King's Tampa team, all about, you know, running game with Warwick Dunn and defense. But no one had done it the way he did it. I mean, they climbed aboard number 5, and he took them to the NFC Championship game. It was the moment for me. What about you? 301-230-0980. What was your number 1 most memorable moment, most memorable game of 2024? Let's start with Eric in Norfolk. Eric, go ahead. Eric, you there? Gotcha.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I got you now, Eric. Yep.
All right. Yeah. So for me, it was the Bears game. You know, not to mention the arrogance of the corner that kind of sealed their fate. There was a lot of arrogance from Bears fans going into the game. You know, there was a lot of like Caleb versus Jaden, number 1 versus number 2 overall kind of debates. And I was watching that game at a bar with a Bears fan, and I pretty much erupted out of my seat like it was an ejector seat, and the entire place was going nuts. But, you know, Kevin, I wanted to also touch on one thing that you were mentioning earlier about some of the losses and, you know, the passion and everything. And that was one of the things that I felt last year. The wins were fantastic, you know, that game in particular that I mentioned. But the way that I felt after some of those losses last year, that loss to Dallas, the loss to Pittsburgh, I remember those games really sticking with me back when my passion was at its highest. And that came back last year.
Look, there's no doubt that the most memorable play of the season was the Hail Mary. But that game was not their best. You know, it was an odd game. You know, they had, you know, remember, to Hail Mary to get to an 18-15 final, they had 12 points. They had not scored a touchdown. They moved the football in that game. I remember that. I don't remember the Chicago fans' arrogance. I will say that. I do know this about that game for Chicago. That ruined their season. Because weren't they, and I'm looking
at it. Oh, they went downhill after that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Didn't they have a winning record going into the game? Yeah, they were 4-2 and had won three straight games, including a game in London where they had smacked Jacksonville. Now, the wins were against the Rams. Okay, that's a good one. But the Rams were hurting early in the season. Carolina and Jacksonville. Yes, that ruined their season. They went from, after that loss, that was the first of 10 straight losses for them. You know, a lot of the losses were close, like the Washington game was. Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Let's go to Lap. Lap, your number one most memorable moment of the 2024 season was what? Let's go to Jalen. Come on, Lap. Jalen, go ahead. Number one moment for you in 2024 was what?
Good morning, Kevin. The number one moment for me is definitely the Detroit game. And I was able to attend this game in person. It's the very first playoff game that I've ever experienced. And as a young fan, lifelong fan, diehard fan, I had dreamt of always being able to not only go to a playoff game, but to see, you know, our team win. And as you mentioned, the hostile environment, playing the number one seed on the road, and the stakes that were there. And I remember, you know, going into halftime and seeing that 10-point lead, but I was confident at that point. I knew that we had a grasp on that game because of how well Jaden and the offense was playing. And I remember the end of the game and just looking at the scoreboard and just saying, wow, we are actually one game away from the Super Bowl. Yeah. It was the greatest feeling I had ever had as a young fan. Now, mind you, being born in 97, this is like the greatest season I've ever seen, period. And just that feeling, like I had never imagined having that moment, you know, right then and there. And it was just a surreal feeling. And yeah, man, it's definitely something that I feel like we're going to experience a lot more of, especially due to the quarterback that we have. So thank you for taking my call, Kevin.
Yeah, sure.
To the Burgundy and Gold.
You know, Jalen, I'm looking through my notes and I wrote down, for young people, this will be, along with last week, meaning the win over Tampa, these will be indelible memories. You'll be twice the age you are now. You're born in 97, you're 28. You'll be 55, 56 years old, and you will never forget the win in Tampa and the win in Detroit. The win in Detroit in particular, because it was unexpected. You know, massive underdog, 9-point underdog, Detroit's offense. We knew going into that game. I mean, I remember sitting here all week saying, of course, we can win this game. Detroit's banged up defensively, but the issue was, were we going to be able to stop the run? Were we going to keep them from scoring 40? And we kept them to 31. And I still think, you know, in sort of the conversation of everything kind of broke right for Washington last year. Now, they made it break right in primarily because of the quarterback. But how Detroit took the ball out of Jahmyr Gibbs' hands at any point in that game is still stunning to me. 14 carries for 105 yards. He was at every time he got the ball, they were gashing Washington defensively. And David Montgomery being healthy and back for the first time in several weeks was a huge blessing for our team, because Detroit felt compelled to put him back in there because he was a guy that is a really good back and a veteran back. No, they should have never stopped handing the ball off to 26. They would have never turned the ball over five times had they just handed the ball to Gibbs instead of 14 times, 28 times for 250 yards, because there was no stopping him that night. Remember, in the first half, he averaged 10 yards per carry. Montgomery coming back was a huge part of that game, because Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson felt like, we got to play him. He's been a guy, and now he's healthy, and it's the playoffs. We got to play him. No, their best player, you could have argued last year, was Jahmyr Gibbs, and he only got 14 carries in the game. He had another six catches for 70 yards in the game. But Jalen, back to, you're never going to forget that. Being at the game will make it even more. But every young fan will remember exactly where they were when they watched the doink kick in Tampa to win a playoff game, first time that they had won a playoff game in 19 years, and the Detroit game in particular. Reggie in D.C., number one moment, memorable moment of 2024 for you was what?
For me, Kevin, it was the first of all, I love the show. It was Cincinnati, because you again, you're in this. We didn't score a touchdown the week before against the Giants. We right. won on seven field goals. So, of course, you look at the Monday night countdown and all that. It's not a person in America that gave us a chance. So 0-2, high-flying Bengals offense. First Monday night. Of course, what are we going to do in prime time? We always, and then it wasn't like it was still questions about Jaden, because you kind of knew he was the guy. But yeah. You're going against you're going against an elite quarterback. You're going against a former Heisman Trophy winner. And so now this is like the showcase, and you and I as fans know every time we get into these, primetime spots, we lay an egg. Man, when that game was going, and we were literally, Kevin, going back and forth, and then that pass to Terry, that was it for me. Because, I don't think I've ever seen a throw. I probably got to go to really, think about it. But the degree of difficulty, it yeah. wasn't like, it was wide open. Terry had three or four right. steps and it was, he dropped it in. The degree of difficulty on that throw, the guts to call it on, I think it was 3rd and 7, the guts to call it. To me, that was when I realized, oh, okay, we could really do something with this guy, especially again, you hearing Troy Aikman hyping him up. But that to me was the game, and that play was like, okay, this is different. So again, no thanks doubt. For the show. Thanks for letting me chime in.
Yeah. Reggie, how about the 4th down play when he threw to Ertz when they went for it? Remember, that was the first game in which they went for like multiple 4th downs.
Yeah.
And they could have kicked the field goal. They could have kicked a field goal to extend the lead to what would have been, it was 31-26-8. And they went for it, and he made that throw to Ertz. And then, the 3rd and 7 against zero coverage blitz, all-out blitz, balls out of his hand, not an easy throw, only one spot it could have landed. Great throw, incredible catch. Ball game coming out.
And you're saying not an easy throw, Kevin. Come on, Ed. You can probably count on your left hand how many can make that throw.
No doubt.
The degree of difference. Of course, you get Terry the absolute kudos for catching it. But where he placed the ball and the conditions that he had to throw that under, a zero blitz, and he got hit. I think he said he didn't even see the catch.
Oh yeah.
I mean, man, for me, that was it for me.
Yeah. That was certainly the. They got it right. Like, that was the – remember, he had really performed well against the Giants, but to your point, it was 7 field goals and, got lucky because the Giants didn't have a kicker, and Malik Nabers dropped that 4th down late in the game. Yep. But but that was the – guess what, boys and girls? We got one. We finally got it right. thanks, Reggie. Appreciate it. All right, everybody on hold, I see you there. Your number one moment, memory, memorable moment from 2024. Mine is the Detroit win in the postseason. That was the closest from an emotional standpoint I have been with this team in a long time. It wasn't the same as it was years ago, but it was like, wow, that was in the highest profile of spots other than the Super Bowl and championship weekend. And just the idea that they were going to advance to a spot they hadn't been since 1991. I remember the next day was the snow game between the Eagles and the Rams. And at the end of that game, they put up, the graphic of the championship game matchups. And it's like, oh my God. Washington at Philadelphia. I don't like seeing Commanders at Eagles, but Washington at Philadelphia. And you're coming off what had happened the night before. Yeah. All right. I see everybody there. Promise I'll give you a shot. Your number one most memorable moment from last year. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980.